NLL Weekly is back here on the Arena Sports Network, and this portion is presented by Verizon Wireless and the good folks at the Cellular Connection in Michigan City, Indiana. Verizon, the Cellular Connection and Verizon Wireless, proud to get you connected to America's most trusted 4G LTE. And now, on the Verizon Wireless hotline with me this week, as we come to you from Chicago's South Side, Mike Mackley, writer for the NLL and In Lacrosse We Trust. What's up, Mike?
Hello, Sean. How's it going?
To say that we're busy is kind of an understatement. How's it been with you? How's it been covering the NLL this year?
It's been great. You know, I get to see a lot of the top players every week, and really opened my eyes to the talent across the league. And my hometown Rock are doing pretty well so far.
Mike's one of the main writers for the National Lacrosse League. He covers Toronto a lot. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you is, when do you think Garrett Billings will be back in uniform?
It's tough to say. I know that he's unsigned at the moment by the Rock, but it looks like they're not going to rush him, seeing as they're 7-1 and the offense is really clicking. It wouldn't shock me to see him back this week in Edmonton, but likely 2 weeks away.
Colorado recently released Ethan Iannucci, which was kind of a surprising move. Why do you think that move was made, and where do you think Ethan will wind up?
You know, Nuch has slowed down a bit. He had 12 points in 4 games this year. He's a 71-goal scorer. I personally think it would fit well in with Calgary as a depth righty with them. Other than Evans and Dixon on the right side, there's not much depth there. They've been using Carson Long up there, who I feel is more suited as a transition player. I personally think they opened it up a little bit for Eli McLaughlin to get a little more playing time, maybe a little power play time. But it's tough to say with Colorado. They really like Mike Burke, who they brought in from the Canadian Lacrosse League. And from what I've seen with him in Seahawks this year, he really deserves a shot. So in that regard, it makes a lot of sense.
With the NLL this year, who do you think has been the surprise team so far, and who do you think has been the biggest disappointment that had a lot of high expectations put on them?
I think New England's been a surprise. You know, a lot of people predicted them to, even though they're 2-5 right now, they've been in a lot of the games. And, you know, they're right there with some of the top teams in the league. They've really pushed the Rock this past week. In my opinion, I really didn't think they'd do anything this year. And they've really been surprising to me. Obviously, Calgary's been a bit of a disappointment. They came in as a team that went to the NLL final last year and started off 1-6. It's kind of shocking to see them sitting at the bottom of the West Division right now.
Talking with Mike Mackley, writer for In Lacrosse We Trust and the NLL, about some of the things going on in the National Lacrosse League this week. And you brought up a name that I wanted to ask you about, and that is Mike Burke and his signing with Colorado. What do you think that Colorado saw in Mike Burke to bring him to that team?
He's been producing at a very potent clip with the Southwest Cyclops in the Canadian Lacrosse League. And, you know, he's very calm under pressure. He's really, he likes to have the ball in his stick. He can finish. He's got great floor vision. I think bringing him in, it brings more youth to the lineup and more scoring, to be honest with you, on the right side.
Let's go in the spotlight really quick before we get out of here and wrap things up for our episode this week. Who do you see as the front runner for Rookie of the Year?
You know, there's a lot of hype behind Lyle Thompson, and I believe that, you know, he might win it because of the popularity, but Ben McIntosh has been just unreal for the Edmonton Rush this year. The way he's producing as a rookie, using his size to his advantage, I find it very hard to believe that he won't win the Rookie of the Year. But a name I'd like people to keep an eye on, even though defensive players don't win the Rookie of the Year that often, is Robert Holt from the Colorado Mammoth. He just looks like a seasoned veteran out there, very good in transition, excellent defense, very good on loose balls. he's been very effective for the Mavericks season.
Mike Mackley joining me on the Verizon Wireless Hotline, and our chat this evening is brought to you by the Cellular Connection in Michigan City. Distributors of Verizon Wireless products, proud to get you connected to America's most trusted 4G LTE. Mike, a pleasure, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
When we come back, we'll have a look inside the standings and inside the numbers, and we'll get you ready for the NLL this week. You're listening to NLL Weekly on the Arena Sports Network.